we're giving a talk today on SVG and GNOME 2, also known as Why We Want to Make Your Desktop as Beautiful as Possible. So today we're going to talk a little bit about SVG itself, a bit about the handling library, RSVG, that draws all the pretty icons and themes on your desktop. And Christian here is going to go about talking on how to make some of these themes and why they're so beautiful. And we also have some distinguished artists in the room here who have made a lot of these themes what they are. And we want to thank Jakob and Thomas. So, okay. So, about 2.5 years ago or so, folks over at Easel started doing RSVG1. This was originally just kind of an icon handling library that Nautilus used, and it was roughly very underpowered. So it handled a very small subset of SVG, and it did some things, it did it well, but basically all it handled were gradients and paths. And we'd hoped to make it a lot more powerful. The project was maintained and done a lot by Ray Levine and some other folks over at Easel, and then Easel went defunct eventually, unfortunately. And so it kind of ended up in limbo land, and kind of Alex Larson, who as one of Nautilus's maintainers, ended up taking over it, but he kind of gets stuck with all the projects that no one else wants. So it was kind of a dead project until about a year ago. And so in the past year or so, I've taken over libRSVG, and we've tried to make it a lot better. We've tried to integrate it into the rest of the GNOME platform with GTK, with the theme engines. We've also tried to make it a lot more powerful. We want to make it as powerful and handle as much of SVG as pretty much humanly possible. Some history on SVG. SVG is a W3 standard and recommendations. They defined a way to kind of represent graphics by using mathematical equations, things like paths, circles, rectangles. And one of the effects of this is that a lot of your imagery can scale up and scale down beautifully, regardless of what resolution or how large or small you want to make your icons or images. It gives you a lot of power in that respect, and there are also a lot of very rich primitives when you're talking about drawing. There are paths, circles, ellipses, but also some more interesting things like gradients, all sorts of fills. And it also has support for embedding raster images, like pings and GIFs that you might have around, so that you could kind of interleave both of the types of image formats. There are also quite a few other bit of filters that you can do for SVGs. So you can get cool effects like Gaussian blurs, a lot of different types of lighting effects. And that's some of the stuff that I hope to work on in the next coming months, trying to get all those sorts of really cool effects working with RSVG. And then hopefully some of the artists will jump on that and create some really pretty icons for it. SVG also has dynamic effects, which isn't something that we're hoping to handle at the moment. You can basically script it using JavaScript, and I don't see the kind of the use for that inside of a Nautilus or a GTK type framework. I don't see what it will get us. But if you're interested in doing it, you can come up and talk with me. I have some ideas on how that might happen.
I guess we could come up with some crack, but
yeah, we could come up with some crack.
But there are like the blurs are definitely more useful.
Yeah, I think that the blurs and lighting effects will be really useful for creating themes based on SVGs and creating a lot of icons and things like that. You can get some really slick effects using those. So, why do you want to use SVG on your desktop? Some of the pros are that it's math-based, so you can scale and zoom your icons up and down pretty much perfectly. This could also be helpful if you have accessibility themes, where you want to make your icons really large for someone with a vision impairment. A thing about raster images, like JPEGs and PNGs, is that you start off with, say, a 24 by 24 icon, and then you want to make that 128 by 128. If you use scaling, you just see lots of dots, and it looks really distorted, and it doesn't hold true to the original image at all, really. Where SVGs, it will scale up perfectly, and it will look exactly like how your smaller icon looked. There are some overheads and cons to potentially using SVG as one of your for your icon format. There's the overhead of parsing an XML file. Kind of you're generating an RGBA buffer, which is the same as a ping, basically. And then you have to copy that over to your screen. In practice, this is actually pretty fast. RSVG can handle drawing most icons in smaller images just about as fast, if not faster, than how GTK PixBuff handles pings and JPEGs. So in practice, it's not slow at all. In reality, for, say, the KDE team, unfortunately, they pre-process all of their SVGs and render them to pings because their library is too slow, and that's just a problem with their library and not so much the SVG format itself. So some things that RSVG aims to do. We aim for conformance with the static SVG specification. To the best of my knowledge, I think Batik and Adobe's SVG plugin viewer are the only conformant ones, but we hope to get there. We really do. And we also have a need for speed. SVGs are being used all over the place inside of the GNOME desktop now. Metacity supports SVG inside of its title bars. All your icons on your desktop has the potential to be SVG, your panel, your background on Nautilus or your desktop. And also, there's even an SVG GTK theme engine. So potentially any widget on your screen could be an SVG. So we definitely have the need for speed, for memory efficiency, and we want to make your desktop as beautiful as possible. And I think one of the right ways to do that is you can just use SVG. So it aims to be small, fast, correct, very easy to use. Anyone who's had any programming experience can just say, here's a file, here's a chunk of data, give me back an image from it, or give me back an image at this width and height. And it tends to be really easy to do that. And it's also really easy to use it from other programming languages. I know of Python bindings for it. There are C# wrappers for it. So it's not very complex of a library, API-wise. So it's pretty easy for you to do that. And we also hope that everyone will use it in their little pet projects. And what RSVG doesn't aim to be, it isn't an editing or creation library. There are tools like Illustrator, Suddy Putty, Sketch out there. Suddy Putty is getting really good lately. So we don't mean to be a creation library at all. And we also don't aim to support the animation features inside of the SVG spec that includes some of the DOM effects inside of it. Didn't see how exactly that fit into kind of our plans for the desktop experience. So RSVG is popping up in a lot of places these days. I have GNOME, the image viewer that ships with GNOME, has an SVG backend. That's a picture of San Francisco, just kind of rendered as an SVG. Doesn't look bad. It's a little rasterization there because of I had to scale down the image. This is kind of the SVG that everyone uses to see if their program works or not. It's a really pretty lion. It's chopping up in the GIMP. I wrote a GIMP plugin so that if you want to import an SVG into the GIMP and start editing it, you would. The side effect of that is that it's imported as a raster image, so you lose a lot of the nice qualities of SVGs. But I could conceivably think of reasons why you'd want to do this. So it's kind of cool and it's there. It's popping up in Nautilus. A lot of the GNOME icons have the potential to be SVG files. Specifically, we have a lot of support in GNOME now for the icon theme specification, and we're getting even more with GTK2.4. So basically, you have all these icons that are up at the top. There are SVGs. The title bar is an SVG. All the icons here, with the exception of that JPEG there, are pretty much SVGs in that picture. So you can get some really slick-looking desktops out of this, and Christian's going to show you some of his creations in a little bit. There is a module for Apache that lets you take any sort of raster image and pipe it through and spit out a JPEG or a PNG for your users. Some browsers support SVGs. Some users have the Adobe SVG plugin installed. But on the whole, a lot of people don't. So there are some browser hacks that you can do, or you can install this module for Apache so it can tell if you don't have an SVG-capable browser. It will serve you up a PNG version instead, and you'll get a pretty good result for your users that way. Inside of GNOME Office, Jody and I both support SVGs in our applications, mine in AbbeyWord and Jody with Gnumeric. There's a lot of reason to support vector graphics inside of Office applications. Anyone who's familiar with Word knows about WMF and EMF formats. We're trying to use SVG as kind of the GNOME kind of Unix replacement for those types of formats. And we still support WMF, and we're hoping to support EMF as well. But the idea is hopefully we can kind of go forward with a standard, this W3 standard, and all of our applications will just natively be able to import and kind of manipulate SVGs from within side AbbeyWord and Gnumeric, and also get good results when you print them. Your whole desktop, like I said earlier, can be done using SVGs. All your icons, your panel, your window manager, your background, pretty much anything that uses GTK now or GNOME libraries can be just themed or use the icon theme spec and get wonderful SVG results. You can get nice gradients and anti-aliasing fonts. You can get transparencies on top of your, you can see through the trash can icon a bit to the back of your desktop. So you can get some really cool effects that way. And I did mention that we wrote an SVG theme engine. It's very similar to the Bubble theme engine that Owen wrote or ported for GTK2. No one is using it currently. I wrote one theme based on it, and I have no artistic talent whatsoever. So I'm hoping that eventually someone will pick up on this, and you know, maybe we can get someone to do a completely SVG version of the GTK widget set theme engine. And you could get really slick gradient toolbars. You could get really nice beveled buttons, Gaussian blurs on the rulers and things like that. Yes. So there are some really good authoring tools out there. I had mentioned that Sudi Putty is probably the best one to use if you're interested in using a free software solution. The KDE team has some really good ones too, such as Carbon. It's not bad. The best one that I've personally worked. Yes, Alan?
OpenOffice scrolls written
PowerPoint. Excuse me?
OpenOffice scrolls written PowerPoint, and it exports ISS.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful to know.
It doesn't import back, but it does export.
That's very good to know. So OpenOffice, which is another thing that we're pushing here at the conference, OpenOffice Draw handles it too. I didn't know that. And Adobe Illustrator is proprietary, but it tends to do probably the best job of anything that I've seen so far, as far as functionality and kind of ease of use.
You should probably mention Visio.
Visio? Oh.
Which version?
The Visio in Office 11, the new Visio.
Which is version 3?
Yeah, Visio's Office.
Oh, that's really cool. I didn't know Microsoft was kind of supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
I think Dia also gets got some SVG, but it's not really artistic.
Okay. So there are some similar projects. There are some similar projects out there. The Image Magic and Graphic Magic team have an SVG importer, and in most circumstances, if not all, RSVG does a better job than they do. We support more operators, we do things faster, we do things with less memory, and the results actually tend to look slicker inside of RSVG. The KDE team have a few SVG implementations besides their authoring tools. They tend to be slow, but we're going to be working on a third project called XSVG eventually. It started off as a fork of libRSVG, which is the thing that I'm working on now. And it uses some of the new XRender extensions, XR, XC, and it basically is able to draw kind of hardware-accelerated SVGs directly to your X server. And I think this is the way to go for the future of RSVG. It has a really nice abstracted back-end and front-end so that you could, you know, we can still keep the API, ABI freeze on libRSVG as part of the GNOME platform. But we could also get really nice effects and also share code and effort between the KD guys, the X11 guys, and myself. So we can get a lot of people concentrating on one project that everyone is just going to share in. So all the desktops, you know, will have the mind share of all these people that are working on it.
Question?
Yes?
What about the XML interface? Are you going to abstract that too? Or?
No, it's just using libXML2. So but there's no plan to abstract that. KDE uses it, GNOME uses it, and you know the X team didn't seem opposed to it. So some influential work is the guys at Free Desktop are doing a great job. I have to commend them for all the work that they're doing on the various drafts and specifications. One of them is the icon theme spec. I don't know if it's been mentioned in other talks, maybe Havoc's talk earlier. I couldn't get to it because it was the same time as an earlier one. But they're doing some great jobs. The KDE and GNOME guys are just basically getting together and working out ways to share icons, share themes, drag and drop protocols, or so all sorts of stuff that makes the end user's desktop experience just better and more fulfilled. And the icon theme specification is part of this. And I guess we can go into your part of the talk where you do a lot with the icons.
Okay, well, let's start by sort of mentioning why I got into this. One of sort of my frustration with GNOME 2 is that while it's been extremely usable, it's also sort of hasn't sort of looked as exciting as I wanted to. And the friends I have who I have managed to convert to sort of use Linux from Windows early, the reason I got them into it in the first place was I showed them these sort of fancy things in the old days using Enlightenment and tons of flash effects. Of course, the desktop was unusable, but it got them to try it out. And now they use GNOME, of course, with more conservative teams. But I still think, you know, having those radical looks, even if they're not really often usable sometimes, it actually gets people to want to try it because it looks so cool. And then when they are sort of hooked, they start using the more usable stuff. And also, sort of from my viewpoint, I mean, I'm not an artist, but I wanted to start putting together some sort of nice-looking teams. And what I discovered was that if I wanted to, for instance, make MIME times icons, doing that with Pixmaps was like, yeah, well, not being an artist, I couldn't do it. But with ESOG, I just could steal Tigers and JMX stuff and paste them onto my own sort of document backends and stuff, so that I sort of looked rather okay. I'm sure you thought it was a rape, but still. The thing got started actually by, and I noticed that Dom had started hacking on LibArch.org, and at the same time, some icon teams started becoming available. And I started with the first team I did, which was called Spears and Crystals. It actually was sort of, I just ripped icons from everywhere. It was like the Blue Spear, Dom showed a picture of it. It was like the Blue Spear icons for a toolbar. And I took some of the KDE crystal icons for some stuff, and then I took the MIME types, or actually something I stole from Gorilla, and just pasted onto it. I sort of liked it, but I got a lot of flack from it from people in GNOME, art.gnome and stuff on IRC, because I felt it was kind of ugly. But still, it sort of got me started on the teaming stuff, and the good thing about it also was that I discovered a lot of bugs, and some of them in LibArch.org, and I had this sort of really good sort of dialogue with Dom, where he sort of fixed bugs, and I sort of got my teams moving forward. And eventually we sort of expanded upon that, so actually we got sort of lots of bugs fixed in Solidopoly, and also Dev Camp did some nice fixes for Nautilus and stuff. So a part of this process has also actually helped fix teaming in GNOME, because there's lots of broken stuff. And actually just before, on Saturday, Mark McLaughlin fixed the last bug that hindered application icons to be teamed with SVGs, because that didn't actually work in the current release. So anyway, as I told you, I got a lot of flack for my first team, because it sort of was just a mixed match of different stuff from different places. I also used a Pixmap team for GTK widgets, and I also have a sort of a static bitmap-based frame in MetaCity. So I decided I would try and do it sort of right. I don't know if it succeeded, but I tried at least. And at the same time, GMAC has started putting his Gorilla team into GNOME Teams Extra. So I sort of decided that we should sort of try and make that into a sort of a SVG add-on pack for GNOME. So I took... I had sort of three icon sets I wanted to start with. Two of them were made by a guy called David Vignoni, who's an Italian guy. And he was actually a KDE user, and well, he's partly still is, but we are sort of moving over to GNOME now. Because when he discovered that we can actually use his SVG icons instead of convert them to PNG, he was just kind of excited. And I think lately he's been working more on making icons for GNOME actually than on KDE. So actually having this SVG support is actually converting KDE developers to the GNOME course. Let me sort of show off the teams. And of course, I didn't really make these teams. So that would be sort of a, well, I put them together, but all the sort of hard work were done by like people like GMAC and David and stuff. So I'm sort of just taking credit for something other people did. Okay, let's start with the Gorilla team. That's the team I haven't touched actually. This is actually, I think at the moment, our most Well, it's the most complete SVG team, and it's also the only SVG team currently that also uses actually SVGs also for the buttons in the window manager. And it also has a more complete set of MIME types and stuff like that, because the other teams are more sort of in development still. I really like this team, and I actually love the window manager, so I stole it actually from the other teams. I didn't manage to do what JMAC did, so what I did to make my own window manager was I just took his team and then removed some stuff, because it's always easier just to take some stuff out than put something in. And well, I know, I guess most of you have seen Gorilla before, and it's actually quite a beautiful team. Also, there's a few bugs still in actually how teaming works. For instance, you have this. If you have this, I hate the menu down here. If you do like this and go like this, then our beautiful icons doesn't look as beautiful anymore. Because actually, why does? Actually, what happens is that currently all SVG icons are loaded and then scale as bitmaps. But Owen told me that he has fixed that for GTK 2.4. So in the next version, large panels will have nice looking SVG icons, and I also hope the background will actually also have proper SVG scaling going. And the same goes actually in EOG. If you use EOG, you see that actually the image scales up as a bitmap.
I think the metadata buttons do the same. If you scale up the font, window manager font, it will just scale it up, blur it as a fixed map, and not really paint it, draw it into the
okay.
So does it then, if you restart with the CPU, does it sort of fix it?
Okay.
Yes.
I would just like to point out that you can actually embed these maps, the images within SVG. It's just not like most people would do, but you can do it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and of course, those who not knew sort of Gorilla in the previous version will notice that we have a new, in my opinion, much more beautiful window manager team for this one. So I don't know how much actually if you change the icons anyway between GTK or in Nautilus One and for this new version.
Some of them change.
Okay. This is one of David Vagnoni's icon teams called Lush, which well. I think one of the nice things about this is that it has actually quite cool document icons. It's a sort of quite special look. See, I can promote that. Oh, wrong keyboard.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, here is it.
Stretch that, or just scale up the whole view.
This team is actually a combination of three things. The window manager is actually stolen from the default manual team called Galaxy. But what I did to change it is that the Galaxy version uses a bitmap for the toolbar, so it's just blue no matter which GTK team you use. So actually by stealing stuff from actually the Gorilla team, I managed to sort of use a gradient there instead. And actually the plan is to use a gradient on here too, but I didn't get that far currently. And it uses, for a GTK team, it uses the Smoot engine made by AG Genius, who hangs out in art.gnome.org. our channel, I mean, GNOME Art on the IRC server. And it's currently my favorite GTK team engine. Also, one of the things I want to do with this was that we have like tons of bluish teams out, like Nuula, which we will see later, and also they have the Crystal team from KDE, and there's like tons of blue icons. So I went with green. I know not everybody likes that sort of greenish color, everywhere, but still, I think as long as it's a pastel color, it sort of blends in smoothly. It's a relatively complete team. The teams done by David, I think their major point among is that they still lack a lot of stock icons. So we have managed to complete the Nautilus toolbar and sort of also most of gedit, but for most other apps you will probably find icons that revert to one of the system teams. This is the Nuula team, also made by David Vignoni, the icons are his. The WindowMensch team, this is a team actually, this is a pure ripoff of Gorilla actually. what I just did, I removed the background things around the text, and I replaced the button icons. And also for the non-active window, I changed the graphics a bit to look a bit like the Iridium team that I originally used with the team. And this team is actually quite popular already. I'm getting a lot of emails about it, people who really like it. And David has been putting in a lot of work creating more icons for the toolbar and stuff, so we should have a fairly complete teaming for both Nautilus and gedit. And it's actually my favorite team too at the moment. Even if it is sort of very blue like everything else, I sort of like the blue color. What we plan to do with this team actually is that the current buttons in the window decorations, we're going to replace that with the SVGI images that David is making. So I hope to have that available in the next version. And of course, complete the toolbar for gedit. And I also hope actually to get him to make kind of icons to also make AbiWord fully teamed.
Could that might
have
a solution? Yeah? Just follow up AbiWord with the other thing. Top right.
There. Yeah, as you see, some of the icons are switched here, but we have still somewhere to go.
Yeah.
I'm also going to have to fix this because this is against the human interface guidelines, so far as I know, to have text on an icon. Okay, so as I told you, I wanted also to have sort of the teams have a sort of distinctive look, because one of the things that I sort of don't like about the current standard package is that all the teams sort of look the same. Okay, people don't hate me for that, but I want each of these teams to sort of really sort of look different from each other. And that's why sort of the lush one was green and this one is blue. And now it comes to teams that has sort of got the most mixed response. And it's also the least original one, I guess. This is a quite yellow team, and it's, of course, well, it's clearly inspired by BOS, and the icons are made by a great guy called Matthew McClintock, and actually I thought he was just a Windows user, but when I mailed him, I said that I wanted to use his icons to make an icon team for GNOME, he said, oh cool, then I can have something to use with my GNOME setup, and he actually also made those icons for Nautilus on my request, because he didn't have stock icons for that when he started out. Well, I've actually been using it. I mean, it actually sort of feels quite usable for some reason. I don't know why. So, if you don't hate yellow, I think it's a team you can get used to after a while.
Did you try different shades of yellow? That's quite bright.
Well, actually, the yellow color is I took it from a BOS screenshot, because I wanted to use exact BOS yellow.
It was a little bit
more orange, yeah.
More like a
It doesn't be more red than the yellow.
Could be the projector too.
There are some bugs in this team. When it comes to metacity teaming, I actually have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just sort of cut and pasting stuff and hope things works. So actually a toolbar here, I discovered yesterday actually that it consists of three gradients. That's sort of gradient from the same color to the same color. So
there is a GTK1 theme called yellow, yellow-O, which is that color. So you can try using them together and see what happens. It's a big slack theme.
So, well, things did clean up, but I think the teams are getting along, and of course, Dimek and Tiger is working on the Gorilla team, and David is working hard on his two teams, and actually Matthew is also still developing new options for this team. So I hope as we evolve forward, we will actually get more and more teams ready. And as I said, we're actually also another major point of this actually is that we're fixing so many bugs and doing it. Like, for instance, that the apps icon teaming actually did work for SVGs. And I got Anders to commit a fix for me just yesterday that actually also got SVG sets to load, which I don't currently. And we also gotten a lot of fixes into Soda Poly. So I think that's it for me. Any questions?
Yes.
It's not really a question, it's a suggestion. Maybe you shouldn't write, say that you don't want to do any animation support. Let me say, currently the way an icon is actually shown as being selected
yes.
is by a slight change of color.
That's right.
That's the luminosity of
No, I think you're totally right. I see where you're going here. I know where you have KDE. If you move over a text icon, for example, you could have two or three images expand out and have the icon move or something like that.
Well, you could actually use an icon change directly coming from the SVG itself.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a different method. You can code that as script,
That's very true.
I think something that SVG was designed for.
It is something that it was designed for. It's not something that's currently a priority for me. I think some cooler things are, for example, getting a lot of the filter effects working for and then these two guys can go to town and just kind of do crazy stuff. Yes, go ahead.
Just my point is that if you're starting designing new APIs...
Yes.
Well, no.
I won't point myself into a corner when I'm doing it.
Yeah, I understand that you need a lot of change
But regarding animations, actually, Dom also wrote a Pixbuf loader for our libSVG library, and actually tried putting animated SVGs into the toolbar stuff so we could have a Flash team for GNOME. But I don't think actually GTK currently supports having animated icons running as their button icons and stuff like that. So,
yeah, Shockwave Flash Desktop. I don't know if the world's ready for it or not, but you can do it.
We can be the first.
We can be the first all Shockwave Flash Desktop. You could have a little movie running in your toolbars and things like that.
Well, actually, it'd be nice to have, when you mouse over on movie file, play on data.
Thomas.
That's some people that the things that the GStreamer team are doing. Yes. Yes.
The best thing about Mitacity theming right now is that it can pick up the colors of GTK. I mean, it would be really useful if in the LibRSVG it would be possible to define some color entities. So,
yes,
a lot of the talk was about, okay, this theme is too yellow and stuff. So
I suggest
the whole theme, including the icons.
No, that's something that could be very useful. It's not something that's directly part of the SVG spec, but recently we were using a library called LibCroco. I don't know if Dodgy or Strider. Yes, Strider's here. We're using a library from them that does CSS, all sorts of cool CSS tricks. And I believe when I was talking with Dodgy, is one of the things that he wanted to do was to be able to pick up a lot of the font sizes, the font names and colorations and things like that from the GTK widgets. And, that would be something that was cool. And, if we use that correctly, hopefully you could say, color foreground is GTK toolbar style foreground or something like that. and that you could kind of, you know, through a little CSS hackery, you could get really nicely themed icons that way.
And of course, blending with other colors.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, because I think even currently, actually, you can sort of externally link your CSS files from all the 2G icons and get them to actually follow the CSS file for colors and stuff.
Yes, you can.
I have wanted to try that for some time, but just sitting down actually doing it has not happened yet.
Yes, Thomas.
So can you currently, embed other files? Like, you could define a folder icon or, for example, line type icons, you would define this file is the background sheet.
Yes.
And you could all reference to that. And if you want to change all the whole theme, you just replace the sheet with something else.
That would be extraordinarily useful, I think. Please file a bug on bugzilla.gnome.org, and I'll get to it. You should be able to do something with an XML entity declaration, or we just import something from an external file, and you should
be
able.
An external file would be easier for doing the theme, if you don't know that XML that well.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Wouldn't XML do it for you, external?
I'm not sure how we follow. What's the suggestion?
That you would have a different file, part of the artwork in a different file, and libRSVG or libXML would
import an external file.
The way you can do that actually is you switch in. You're using Sax.
Yeah, we're using the Sax API.
Okay, so that would not be available right now, but basically that should be doable by. Basically, using xinclude, you can tell I reference another file and actually put that content or part of that content of that file at that place in the document and generate a new document. So that's something which could be done. So basically, if you have a composite item, for example, the desktop with the small arrow there, you could perfectly have two XML, one which contains just the folder and one the arrow, and actually make a compound image at the XML by referencing the arrow and the folder. That's doable.
Okay.
Because that would be very
make a lot easier.
If it would save you time, yes.
Just make the mind type items separate and then reference to the actual paper sheet or whatever.
Yes.
So it's if you want to change the theme, you just replace the paper sheet.
The paper sheet, and then it just propagates out to the rest of the icons, yes.
So the same answer is put up a request for enhancement in Bugzilla to get its input support of the Sax server.
Okay. Sounds great.
Also, if people here want to help out, I'm sure Dom wants some coding help.
I'd love some help with RSVG.
But also, actually helping it solely coding would actually be really good too.
Yes, the more help you could do to make it easier for artists to create this type of stuff.
It needs some UI love, I think.
Yes, it definitely needs some UI love.
And it needs some love with some really bad bugs. I have to sort of do things in Illustrator and then pick it in solid code again so to get things working out because I have some problem with color inheritance and stuff. So.
Yes, Daniel.
I have another question, which is more or less at the API level. I may have lost it because I wasn't at the very beginning. Is that you can actually, in an SVG file, have a number of strings embedded in the SVG.
You could have,
strings.
Yes.
Strings. Is there any way at the API level to actually access those strings?
No, there is no way at the API level to currently access those strings. If it's something that you really want, we can talk about it afterwards, I think, or file something in Bugzilla. For internationalization, are you talking about? Or
I'm thinking about internationalization. It also support for disabilities. And basically, SVG could be seen by a blind person.
It could be, yes. Every SVG has the potential to have a description, like a description of the icon or what you're trying to get across. That would be something that would be very useful. I don't know what the best way to do it would be, but we could definitely incorporate that. That would be something that I put very high on my priority list for, just for extracting that information for disabled users or just users in general. I think it would be very useful. So.
Audio player, you track the icon to the audio player, would synthesize a speech of the description.
Smile, really close to smile, having an audio track and stuff like that.
Yeah, that would be something I'd find very useful. I think it would help out a lot of disabled people. So, any other questions, comments? I'm also very open to suggestions here.
Except criticism.
No, criticism is definitely...
All the themes that you saw here are sort of like, you know, typical vector graphic, but if you would change the theme back to Zimian desktop...
The industrial theme?
The industrial one. The folder and some of the personal stuff science. Actually is SVG too. So if you go to the industrial,
we see a bug in the theme.
Initially it was a PixMan, but then we saw that, you know, that's something that people would like to scale up to. So if you scale up the folder...
Yeah, not everything is SVG, as you can see.
So there's a little work around the problem that there's no effects in LibreSVG yet. So you can see there's like multiple, there's a blend.
Yes, I see the blend, yes.
If you zoom in polygon, or we can see it better from here.
That's great.
Just zoom the whole view.
Okay, yeah.
There. And it really looks good as the default size. It looks exactly as the original PNG, which I still have somewhere on the page. So even with vectors, you can have
But basically, it's like the shadow is made of translucent objects.
Right.
Just like
In Illustrator, it was actually easy to create because you just create a blend between two objects.
Yeah, that would be another filter effect that, you know,
yeah,
I hope to...
Yeah, it would be much easier to do with, like, just define this as a Gaussian blur.
Yes. No.
Another thing we really would like, if people have SVG icons that actually manage to crash Nautilus, I think we're really interested to get their hands on them.
Yes, anything that crashes or really RSVG doesn't handle well, anything you find, please file it in bugzilla.gnome.org. We didn't have a crash for like 7 months or something like that, and then just, yesterday you had to go find one.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And please don't forget to attach the file.
Yes, just...
You are getting rid of this file from RSVG.
Yes. So, yeah, anything that you can find to help out the project. It's very, very much a one-man team right now, and then Christian is doing a lot of work. Busy with other things. So any help that you can donate, whether it's filing bugs, even donating icons, or just trying to play around with it, it's very much appreciated. So any more questions, comments?
I never thought of using 3D.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm not sure the SVGs. Does the SVG spec support that?
There's another XML standard in Web 3D.
Okay.
X3D.
I'm not familiar with that now.
It's an XMLification of VRML.
Of VRML.
I think that's a simplification, but that's what it's called.
Okay.
I guess part of the problem here also, I mean, it's the same problem we had with LibreSVG because in the beginning there were no teams, and since there were no teams, there were sort of not bugs getting fixed. And since bugs wasn't fixed, people didn't make teams. And it took until recently sort of to get out of that thing. And I would guess it's the same with the three things that if we were to do that, we would need an editor to make the icons, and we would need a library to support it, and somebody would bother to make all those icons.
It's really fun to use SVG themes now because it's lightning fast compared to when I first started playing with it. It would be like entering a directory with Nautilus.
Oh yeah, it was painful.
Real 20 seconds. But you can scale it up.
Which version of SVG are you targeting?
I'm trying to target whatever the most recent versions is. Whatever the most recent recommendation, I think. So 1.1 I think is the current recommendation, and 1.2 is coming out recently.
It's published as a working draft.
It's a working draft currently. Yeah, it includes a lot of things for mobile SVG. And, you know, I hope to target as many new features and capabilities in the newest standard as we can.
And are you sending feedback to the working group?
Pardon me?
Are you sending feedback to the W3C working group as you find stuff?
No, I haven't been sending any feedback to the W3C working group. No. I've been running things through the conformance test suites, trying to get things into line as much as possible with their drafts, but I'm not officially on any of their mailing lists.
You don't have to be officially on a mailing list. Anyone can send
comments on the working draft.
Okay.
And the working group is obliged to look at those comments and respond to them.
Oh, that's very useful. All right.
But at least provided their constructive comments. you know, if you have suggestions.
I do have some, yes.
Working draft, please do take the time to read the 1.2 draft and comment on
that. Actually, I've been using the SVG mailing list on V3C to ask questions about all the weird stuff that Adobe does with their SVGs.
Oh, the Yahoo list. Yeah.
Yes.
I apologize if this is a topic, and if you have already answered that in the very beginning of the talk. But what about the support of SVG in the future normal browser? Is it already there? Is it planned?
Pardon me?
The support of SVG in a non-web browser future, Epiphany or Italian?
Oh, so it does support all the icons as far as the theming of the icons and the toolbars and things like that go. There's a Mozilla Bonobo component, actually. If you've seen that plugin on GNOME desktop or just floating around the internet, it enables you to embed any sort of Bonobo component or control directly inside of, say, Mozilla or any Mozilla-based browser such as Galleon or Epiphany, something like that. And you can embed use I of GNOME inside of that to embed SVG documents. You can embed Abbey Word documents. Whatever you can have a Bonobo control as, it can work inside of Mozilla if you have that plugin for it.
I think I actually had a screenshot of it on when I did a release announcement on the page that people says it's like a fashion statement. On that page, I had a screenshot. I actually think I include a screenshot of Mozilla or Galleon running with EOG and SVG in it.
Yes.
But there's some problems with it still. For instance, currently they use the checkered background that you have in EOG, and that doesn't look very good for transparent icons. So, but I talked to authors, and they're actually looking into some way to sort of try and pick up the HTML page background color and.
But since
in theory, you have to compose for SVG, you have to composite.
Composite with the underlying, yeah.
So you can call the export in the browser.
Yeah. Yeah. But there are also some alternate browsers, such as Encompass, Atlantic, anything that's GTK HTML 2 or 3 based will have SVG support already in it. So if you're using something like the Elysium Project's Encompass browser or something like, or inside of Evolution, you can show SVGs inside of them because it's integrated down at the GTK and GDK PixBuff layer. So it can just transparently load those types of images for you. So if someone sends you an email with an Evolution with SVGs in them, you just click on the little button and it'll pop open and you'll see your pretty picture in line. So, anything else? Well, I'd like to thank you all for coming then.